Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Allie.
And I'm Felicia, and we're the co-founders of the Keep Your Head Up Foundation. Our mission at Keep Your Head Up is to improve traumatic brain injury recovery through a community-based platform providing education, empowerment, and social connection.
We're here today to chat with Nick, who has been along for the ride since we started our organization and has been very involved in our development and has become a good friend of ours. And so we're here today with Nick to share a little bit about what we've been up to.
Great. Well, thanks so much for having me, guys. And how has everything been going with you guys? What have you guys been up to this past, geez, who knows, like a few months at least?
Yeah, it's been a really busy but exciting time for us here at Keep Your Head Up. We have launched our Mindful Moments program. I think last time we were on the podcast, giving an overview of what to expect, and we knew no to expect, but now here we are 4 months into launching our Mindful Moments program for individuals living with the effects of brain injury across Canada.
Yeah, so our programs were off to a great start when we opened up registration in late 2021 for our January programs.
Right.
And we were just overwhelmed by the interest and the appreciation from the brain injury community, who were just really excited to have the opportunity to participate in this type of programming. And so for those who maybe aren't familiar with our Mindful Moments program, essentially it's a weekly virtual mindfulness and movement activities that are offered free of cost for any individual who has experienced a traumatic brain injury. So whether it was, you know, last month or maybe 10 years ago, we have them open to anyone who feels like they could benefit from the programs. And so our goal with them is to really be able to introduce the brain injury community to a wide variety of different coping strategies involving mindfulness or movement or maybe some combination of the two. So that they can kind of build up their toolbox of different coping strategies that they can use through their recovery.
That's awesome. So, I've been open and cut you off there, but I've been meditating since January. That's obviously a mindful activity, but what have you guys been doing? I mean, I do meditating and yoga, but that's pretty, very obvious, but mindful, but what else is there?
Yeah. So meditation is often the first thing that comes to mind for people when they think about mindfulness, and it is actually one of the programs that we offer, but we also do other types of like those traditional mindfulness practices, so things like breathing actually specifically with breathing, a lot of people who have experienced a brain injury are in what's called like a hyper arousal state, where like their body's really in a stress mode, right? And so something that we experienced ourselves and that many of our participants have shared is that a lot of the traditional breathing practices are actually kind of inaccessible for us, like those like faster paced breathings, like lion's breath and things like that. And so
what is lion's breath? It sounds like yoga thing, but
it's almost like an attempt to create heat in your body.
Okay.
So I should know better since I am a yoga teacher, but because I don't like it, I really don't know it well. But essentially, it's like rapid and prolonged exhales. Okay. Yeah, and they're kind of at like a fast pace in an effort to kind of like really create that state within your body. But people with brain injury tend to prefer the slow breath, where you're really focusing on prolonging the inhale and the exhale in like a 4-6 kind of rhythm.
Well, like that box.
Yeah.
Box or breathing and stuff.
Yeah. So actually, with the box breathing, that's where you inhale for 4, you hold for 4, you exhale for 4, and then you hold for 4. And that's a really, really common breathing exercise that people use when you Google search breathing exercises, or when you go and visit a mental health professional. That's one of the first exercises that they'll give you. Okay. But for a lot of people with brain injury, they actually really struggle with that holding piece. And so something that we offer in our programs is doing more of a 4-6 breath, where it's like you inhale for 4, exhale for 6, inhale for 4, exhale for 6, and there's no hold. And we've found that that works really well for our community.
Wow.
And so that's just an example of how like a lot of different organizations offer mindfulness and movement programs, but we really focus on offering them in a way that's accessible for the brain injury community. And of course, everyone is different, and some things will work really well for one person and not so well for another. So that's why we really are trying to offer a wide variety of different things. And then everyone can kind of pick and choose, oh, that one really worked well for me, or that one didn't, but maybe next week's will.
Yeah, just to add to that, it's really nice since our programs aren't in, you have to sign up and go to all 4 at one time. We've seen in a pattern in our registrations that, you know, some people will just choose which one they want to attend. And that's what I think also has been really beneficial for our program delivery, kind of just letting, you know, you're not committed to signing up for all the whole month. You can sign up for, you know, if you're just interested in the yoga nidra session, just sign up for that one. Or if you're really interested in the art therapeutic based programs, and you can just sign up for that one as well. So I think that's been something that has been really well received within our program delivery.
So I've seen a few of your posts, obviously, on Facebook and on Instagram. So do you guys actually do the conduct these sessions yourself, or do you have other people who do them?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we actually hired 4 activity instructors, and they're really amazing. They're a great addition to our team here at Keep Your Head Up, and they all offer a really unique combination of skills and experiences that they bring to our programs. So I guess bringing things back a little bit, I kind of went into detail on the breathing piece, but we, as Felicia said, another kind of category of programs that we offer are our therapeutic art programs. So that could be things like beading, painting. We did a macrame session. So those like hands-on activities that can be a mindfulness.
Macrame? What's that?
I always struggle to answer this, but have you ever seen those wall hangings or like plant holders, and they're made of this really beautiful rope? It's really natural looking.
Okay.
And they're tied in little knots and patterns.
Similar to little friendship bracelets, that kind of same pattern that you're doing to make this beautiful masterpiece.
Yeah. And so it's a really great activity. Once you learn how to do the pattern, like the knot, it's a really really great mindfulness activity, because it's just doing the same thing over and over again. It doesn't involve a screen. It doesn't involve movement. So it's a really great potential tool that people can use as something to do, something to help them heal from their brain injury in terms of their mental wellness.
Nice.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Yes. And so what do you guys do for, you said, mindfulness and movement? So what's the movement? What is the movement piece? Is that for,
yes,
aside from yoga? Well, actually including yoga. So
yeah. So the third kind of category that we offer is movement activities that are specifically designed to be accessible for people who have experienced brain injury. And so one of those is gentle yoga. And we've also offered a session called mindful movement, where it's a little bit more, I wouldn't call it like Pilates, but just a little bit more getting your heart rate up, but in a way that you're being really gentle and practicing mindfulness along the way. So that program is offered by one of our instructors, Maria, who had her own experience living with a traumatic brain injury. And she's also a certified fitness instructor, a vocal instructor. And so she offers the Mindful Moment program. She also has a lot of training in mindfulness. And so one of the programs that she's offering for us next week is a really, really unique program that it's so special that we have Maria on our team to be able to offer. And it's called Mindful Vocalizing. And it sounds kind of intimidating for people who don't have a beautiful singing voice like Maria does. But essentially what she's going to do is lead an exercise where you can play with using your vocal cords and your own voice as a way of practicing mindfulness. So so if you're familiar with the vagus nerve.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that nerve plays a really important role in our body's ability to calm down and find relaxation. And so using your vocal cords is actually a great way to help that vagus nerve do what it needs to do. And so through the mindful vocalizing session, we're going to be doing different like vocal exercises. And the great thing about virtual programs is that you can actually just mute yourself. So no one needs to hear your singing voice except you. And then there'll also be a fun activity where you can actually create a fun little mantra using your voice. So I won't attempt to sound as nice as Maria.
Maybe Felicia will.
I don't think either of us can sing.
You
know.
No, I cannot sing.
Are you sure?
But
I mean, in my shower. But no.
The example that she gave to us when we were talking about the program was, like, even if it's just one word, like a one word kind of mantra that you can say to yourself when things are kind of getting overwhelming and kind of you want to kind of bring it back to the present moment and find some calm. It was like, patience, Maria, or something. She does it in a much more beautiful way. But so there, she's going to.
Your turn. Patience, Maria.
Yeah.
Patience, Maria.
That's good.
Yeah. So that's just one example. So she's going to help the participants come up with their very own little fun mantra that they can use. So I think it'll be a really fun program, and hopefully our community enjoys it.
Nice. Excellent. And at least you didn't get to sing that time, but what do you have anything to add about what your program is doing now for movement and for mindfulness? And
the third what I was going to say earlier was for that mindful movements program, you know, I feel like there's times where I was like, oh no, I don't think I can do this type of physical activity. But in every program that's run, there's always accommodations or things that you can do. So if it's a plank or something, everything is altered and has different options for you to do. So don't let that be the hindering reason why you don't want to, you know, engage in that mindful movement, because there's always ways that you can throw in different options that are still getting your body moving. So yeah, that's something to definitely consider when signing up for, you know, the mindful movement programs.
We always have either myself or someone, another yoga instructor, demonstrating in the yoga classes in the mindful movement sessions from a seated position, so in a chair. And so that helps to provide an opportunity for those who maybe are in a wheelchair or maybe are just having a tough symptom day and aren't up for like a standing position. And so having that option to participate from a seated position can make it a lot more accessible.
And so I mean, what's next? What's coming up for you?
Yeah. I just want to say that, you know, it's been only 4 months of the program running, but we've built such an amazing community that continues to grow. We continue seeing new people signing up and registering, and it gets Allie and I both so excited. But you know, we're like within the programs themselves, like Ali mentioned, excuse me, your camera doesn't have to be on or your microphone. You can engage via chat or whatever that you feel comfortable, but people have really started to feel safe and heard in this community. And it's really exciting for Ali and I to see, you know, people kind of coming out of their shells and growing. And I think that's also been a huge takeaway from these programs.
Have you been getting a lot of people from like across Canada or even the world for that matter?
Yeah, we're across Canada. We have people currently registered from 7 different provinces, which is pretty exciting.
That is so what are you guys up to next or in the future, months or weeks or whatever?
Yeah, we have lots coming down the pipeline. Lots of stuff is always happening kind of behind the scenes here. I keep your head up, but we have an exciting fundraiser coming for Brain Injury Awareness Month, which is in June. We'll be selling these cute Keep Your Head Up cookies with more details to come once we kind of get the proofs of the cookies done, and then we'll be sharing it all on our social media and stuff. But
we also recently received some funding to be able to launch a new program, which will be our community education program. And with that, we'll be able to go and speak with different youth sports teams to share about some of the key challenges that one might experience after a concussion and the different ways that you can reach out for support from like your family, your friends, your coaches, your teachers, and just your community. You don't have to go through it alone, and there are a lot of different resources out there that can help you. So we really want to educate youth on what those are, and then also, of course, share about the programs that we offer and our resources, like our toolkit, that they can use if they ever sustain a concussion.
Yeah, both Ali and I sustained sports-related concussions in our youth while we were in high school. So we are really excited to kind of change this pathway for recovery, hopefully for other youth athletes within the region and hopefully the nation eventually. Just to know that you're not alone, and because social isolation is a huge thing as a youth or anyone actually, going through brain injury. Yeah. So we really want to express this through our community education program that, you know, there are these supports available, as Ali and I kind of felt like we didn't know where to turn. So we're really, really excited to begin launching this very soon.
So are you guys going to schools to do this outreach, or are you guys going to go to, you know, like clubs, sports clubs and stuff? Or
this funding is specific for sports teams, but we have definitely explored going into schools. It's just been a bit challenging right now with the pandemic, and so one day,
school teams, school sports teams or club teams, just club teams now, I guess, is it?
Yeah, exactly. There's no limit on who can get educated on this kind of stuff. We're hoping to target caregivers and educators and coaches and the teams and students and parents. So there's lots of different areas where we want to target. So really the sky's the limit. But yeah, those are some things to look forward to. And if you haven't already checked out our Mindful Moments program, be sure to, you can check it out on our website at www.keepyourheadup.ca and register there at your convenience.
You can also check out our social media pages. So we're on Instagram at keepyourheadupfdn and also on Facebook with the same handle.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.